Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We shift gears now to a conversation that I've been looking forward to for a while. Our next guest is someone who is celebrated as a phenomenal innovator, leveraging technology to democratize access to employment, especially for those perhaps who are in the informal sector. Domestic workers. If you have heard of Sweep South, then you have certainly seen and witnessed the growth of a phenomenal South African innovation, which has taken the world by storm, raising capital, creating jobs, doing so in a conducive manner, and of course, shifting the needle in terms of how best we are able to access work opportunities for domestic workers in South Africa. I am excited to have a conversation with Aisha Pandor, who is the founder and former CEO of Sweep South, joining us this evening. Aisha, such a pleasure to speak to you. It's been a long while. I can actually count the number of times I've spoken to you, from the Forbes Leading Women Summit to interviews we've done on this platform and on other platforms before, but a real pleasure to touch base with you this evening, ma'am.
Thanks, Gugu. Yeah, I was just going to say it's been a while. It's great to chat again. So right. Well, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm excited to speak to you. And I think this one is going to be quite very refreshing because over the years, we've actually happened to observe your growth, observe the various aspects of fundraising. And now we look back a decade on, and has it been all that you expected it to be?
I think, you know, it's the thing about being an entrepreneur, and particularly building in the technology space where things move so quickly, is that I didn't really have expectations, except I wanted to build a business that created impact. Mm-hmm. And so in some ways, you know, yes, absolutely, we've done that. And I'm looking forward to sharing some of what that means. But on the other hand, you know, we've surpassed our expectations, because I think, you know, we couldn't in our wildest dreams have imagined that that Sweep South would become what it has. Mm.
And I think this is important to note, right? Because to have a business be this sustainable for this long, firstly, is a feat. Secondly, to create and have the outcomes that you've had economically and socially that you've covered is another significant feat. And then to be recognized and be able to raise capital from all across the world is also something that really needs to be celebrated. So I guess from looking at what was once a proposal to a significant operation now of international standards, what have been some of the key lessons you've learned in this journey?
Yeah, so I think, you know, a point that you make there that I think is just so important for other current entrepreneurs, would-be entrepreneurs, I think is how amazing it is to go from having an idea where you want to create value to actually building that into something. And I just, you know, I really I'm passionate about entrepreneurship, want to encourage, you know, everyone who's interested in taking that journey to do it. Because I think, again, you know, our story is testament that it can be done. Mm-hmm. But in thinking about some of the milestones, I think about, you know, the number of bookings on the platform. And in the very early days when we started Sweep South from home and we were, you know, building the business at our dining room table, we couldn't have imagined. I remember thinking, you know, imagine when we get 100 bookings in 1 month, how will we manage that? And we now, last year, we surpassed 2 million bookings through the platform, which was obviously a major milestone. And I think also just, you know, being around for 10 years and having that sort of sustainability. And I think particularly over the last few years, we've shifted from, you know, thinking about it being the sprint to actually thinking about Sweep South as a company, you know, as a marathon. And what is the 50-year, 100-year journey for this company look like? How do we build a company that has real staying power, real impact? We're early, you know, you spoke about technology in the media space before this. Technology in home services is really early globally. And so, you know, Sweep South, we want to be around and be sort of the driver of this global shift when it comes to using technology to make procuring services at home a lot more easy and seamless. So we're still very early in the game. And then the last thing is the investors and the customers and the domestic workers, the Sweep Stars who have chosen to be part of the platform. I think, you know, just looking at milestones, there are 50,000 women who we've helped with work opportunities, many of whom have started careers off the back of working on the platform. Investors who've, you know, committed capital to growing the company, some who've exited and made incredible return on their investment. And then the customers whose, you know, whose lives we also change by making, you know, the home space a place that's pleasant and happy.
Definitely. I'm one of those customers myself, I must tell you. I think we've had this conversation before where I've had the amazing Sweep Stars help me out on a weekly basis in terms of the upkeep of my home. And maybe let's just focus on them a little bit more, because this has really transitioned how we think of employment opportunities, especially within the gig economy, but more so because your base has a majority of female Sweep Stars. I can imagine that the socioeconomic benefits and the ripple effects have certainly seen a multiplier effect in the communities that have been impacted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, in addition to you know, the employment opportunities themselves, what we also think about and measure, and I think that's the beauty of being a data-driven organization, you know, is that we have 10 years worth of data around bookings in this industry and through our ecosystem. So we know that, you know, again, those 50,000 women who we've worked with are in the main our primary, you know, breadwinners, caregivers for their families. And so that number extends to, if you extend that to their households, the impact space is around 250,000 people over the last 10 years. And we've heard incredible stories about, you know, impact and, you know, and children going to school and what that's done for people just being able to take care of their families. So huge impact there in terms of the amount that women are paid. You know, we've increased the amount that women are paid through the platform to around 20% more than what people are paid in the broader ecosystem, which is also incredible. And then, you know, just the, again, you know, building careers. So the opportunity to work in this industry and, you know, have work opportunities and then turn that into careers is also something that we're incredibly proud of. And I think something that, whether it's called the gig economy or the sharing economy, I think needs to be recognized more, how technology can be a vehicle for positive change.
Definitely. And it's really shown a significant difference and impact there. Let's talk investors. And I've spoken to you several times around the different investment cycles and journeys that you've been on locally and internationally. And I think this is a key lesson for entrepreneurs to learn as well, as to, in hindsight, when you reflect on your journey, how to get and become, I guess, investor ready, and also continually positioning the business and using the capital appropriately to derive the growth and scale that you seek for the business.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an important conversation. And I think what founders need to realize, entrepreneurs, is that investors invest in your business because they're looking for a return. And, you know, I've spoken to founders who, you know, sometimes we have the false notion that if we're creating impact, that's enough, or, you know, it's exciting for people to be part of my journey. But ultimately, you know, what investors want is a return on that investment. And in many cases, that comes through building and growing a business that provides value and that is profitable. And so, you know, when I think about some of the things that were attractive to investors in Sweep South's case, it was, you know, that we're the use of technology, you know, building in a market where there was nothing that existed before us that, you know, really used technology to enhance this industry and facilitate connections. So things like, you know, team, the size of your market, how well are you suited to address a problem? We deeply understood this problem because I was building it as a mom and someone who had needed help and had come across the, you know, the challenge of trying to find help, but also someone who had spoken to so many women who, you know, had been in this industry and had struggled with what was there before in terms of, you know, old practices around domestic work. So I think, you know, I think that's important, is when you speak to investors, trying to think about, how am I going to build an investable business that is going to give people a solid return that is multiples more than what you're going to get on, you know, in public markets or investing in other types of businesses.
I think what's also important, because typically when we also speak to entrepreneurs and they think of venture capital financing, private equity, they always think, oh boy, I need the funding, but I don't want them to take control. And I think that's perhaps a perception that we can share some lessons on how best to navigate that and view it through a lens that continues to prioritize growth for your business.
Yeah, it's such a great point. And I think that's why it's important to bring on great investors, because then you'll view them as partners, long-term partners. And again, going back to this notion of it being a marathon and not a sprint, you know, it's more like a marriage than a date with investors. And so
That's
you've got to
true.
think about people who are going to provide value long-term over and above the capital, and who have synergy with your strategy. They're aligned with your strategy. As a as an entrepreneur, they, you know, have the same vision, but they can also enhance that vision through their own experiences, through their own networks. And again, you know, we've been really fortunate to bring on the likes of, IDF, Alethea, IDF as investors, Naspers, MIH. We've had Future Growth. We've had some really great homegrown venture capital investors who have, you know, committed to investing in us and being part of our journey. Vinnie Lingham, who's a well-known South African early stage investor and entrepreneur. And I think it completely removes that question of, giving away equity and feeling like you're giving away something for nothing, because the value of those investors is worth so much more.
Definitely. If you've just joined us, it's 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are in conversation with the phenomenal Aisha Pandor. She's the former CEO but founder of Sweep South, joining us to reflect on 10 years, a decade of Sweep South existing in South Africa. If you're not familiar with it, where have you been? You've been missing out on amazing sweep stars, South African, or rather an audience of capable sweep stars who come into your home and assist you with domestic services from cleaning, laundry. It's even expanded to services such as just needing a handyman or fixing a few tools in your home, and even gardening as well. So really broadening the scope to allow for more South Africans to seek and find employment using technology, and of course being paid adequately through the safety, security of the platform. And you as a South African consumer also receiving an adequate service that you do require. Aisha, we've been reflecting on your journey so far, and of course so many lessons from a financing and funding point of view. And I'm really intrigued that you mentioned that it's still early days for the business, and some might say 10 years, that's been a huge feat. But perhaps you can shed some light as to what the further growth ambitions of the business are and how this remains important to you, despite the fact that you might not be involved in the day-to-day activities of Sweep South as much anymore.
Yeah, and you know, just speaking to that, Google, I think, you know, for me, the idea of succession planning a few years ago became an interesting sort of, it kind of was a seed that started to germinate in my mind. This idea of, in the next 10 years of the company's evolution, what is the role that I should be playing,
Sure.
and how can I sort of best place myself to continue to be part of growth and make sure that, you know, that I'm not hindering the growth and the opportunity that Sweep South has. And so we, as you know, have just
That's
recently
a
appointed
mature
a new.
stance. So I just wanted to
I
jump in
think,
there,
yes, and
Aisha,
it
right?
does,
It's not
it
common.
seems to, it seems not to be common, but I think to me it was just so obvious. Looking, you know, every year I would evaluate myself as a founder and CEO, and I think just got to a point where, you know, I acknowledged, I think that, you know, in partnership with a new CEO, I think we can really take the business to new heights. And so, Lorandi, our new CEO, joined at the beginning of this year. She's been incredible. She works alongside Luke Kanemeyer, who is our first employee, who we hired back in 2015,
Oh, stunning.
and you know, is now part of the senior leadership of the company. And so I'm really excited about the next few years, and excited about adding even more verticals. So you know, we care for the home. We're also interested in how we care for family members, so more sort of, you know, person-to-person care services. We have looked at new geographies. I'm interested in emerging markets, but also in more economically developed and mature markets. And so, yeah, I think, you know, the two big categories for us are, on the one hand, more new verticals, more services; on the other hand, more new markets. And again, you know, I think it's so early. And I think if you think about the biggest businesses, you know, NVIDIA
Yeah.
is as of recently is the largest company in the world.
Right. Oh,
And that company is a you know, it's a decades old company. And so sometimes we think that these stories, you know, it's the overnight success, you know, and then you look back and you realize that actually this has been years, you know, often decades in the making.
And that's very true. And I think an important lesson that we, you know, need to leave with our audience this evening, because typically that overnight success has been bubbling under for a long while. And there's been a lot of graft, work and commitment. And on that, I am aware that the pandemic has obviously had a very significant impact on business overall in a wide variety of sectors. And I'm keen to understand, Aisha, if COVID or the pandemic has had any legacy, or what the legacy of the pandemic has been on the business that has also shifted how you operate, how you strategize, and perhaps just position the operational efficiency of the business.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was really tough for us. And I've been quite candid about that in interviews that I've done, both during the pandemic and post the pandemic. I think, you know, there's some businesses that benefited from the situation. We were a business that depends on people connecting and connecting face to face. And so we struggled and we pivoted and we were quick on our feet in terms of thinking about how to address the challenges that we faced over that year or two, and recovered. But I think it definitely caused a shift in our thinking. So the one is being way more agile and flexible with our plans and being able to respond to uncertainty and an environment where there may be change that happens very quickly. So that was a really good lesson. The other was this thinking around long term. And, you know, if our response to the pandemic had just been, well, you know, what does this mean for the business next year? I think it would have been really depressing and scary. Which it was in any case. But, you know, the idea was, look, this is, we're trying to build a multi-generational, multi-decade business. This is a serious international global event, but it also is a few years, you know, out of potentially, you know, it maybe is 10% of the company's history, or 5% if we think really long term.
That's true.
And so let's put it into that context and not sort of panic or over-engineer for something which is temporary. But absolutely, it was difficult. I'm really proud of the team for how we responded to it. It also took us back to values and basics. Why do we exist? You know, making sure that Sweepstars, the woman who worked through the platform, were as protected as possible. We have some beautiful stories that, impact stories that have come out of, you know, just helping people put food on the table while they weren't able to work during that time, that has resulted in a lot of, you know, loyalty and goodwill within the business. So it was a tough time, but I think, you know, often it's the toughest times that really show you your mettle as an organization, as a company, and as people involved with building a company.
100%. Aisha, this conversation has been incredibly refreshing. It's been amazing catching up with you. I'm sneaking one more question in. If you have any plans to use your PhD in human genetics at all?
I should have expected this from you. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, part of the succession planning and the transition into a different role within Sweep South was, again, thinking about impact and what is, you know, my next big project. And I've always been really passionate about women's health in particular, and the link between genetics, environment, lifestyle, and disease. Wow. And so I'm working on a project at the moment called Pandora, Pandora Biosciences and Pandora Health, where we're working specifically on chronic women's health conditions and building software to help women manage chronic conditions, but also to collect data to help better treat and diagnose these conditions as well. So, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Going back to my original field of study, but also, you know, what's important for me in anything that I get involved is you know, just impact and how does this make the world better for the people who you're building the solution for.
I wish you could see the smile on my face. I am so inspired. This certainly sounds like a phenomenal journey that you headed into, and one that will have a huge difference on society. Really looking forward to it. I'm assuming Pandora, a play on your last name, maiden name?
Yes, and Pandora's box, and Pandora, the Greek, you know, heroine / tragic character in the myth. So, wow. So yeah, it's a double meaning. But yeah, very excited to be working in this space.
Aisha, we are excited for you. I can't wait to hear more about it, learn some of the lessons, and of course see the impact that it has on us as females, you know, in the communities that we're in, really just seeing the upliftment of women within our healthcare system and of course in the economy overall. You always leave us feeling inspired. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Google. Always love chatting to you. So hopefully do it again soon. Thank you so Definitely. Much for having me.
Thanks again, Aisha. And congratulations on the 10-year milestone with Sweep South.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Fantastic. That's Aisha Pandor, who's the former CEO and founder of Sweep South, a phenomenal company that plays within the digital space, essentially providing a platform for home care or home care services. Everything from needing a sweep star, domestic cleaning services, pool services, heavy lifting if you happen to be moving, and even maintenance in your garden and your home to help you out there. Business that's been 10 years in existence in South Africa and certainly received a resounding level of support from investors, from customers, and of course the very same sweep stars who work on the platform. Amazing journey, right? And this is why I enjoy these conversations where we get to know leaders behind their titles and fully comprehend why their businesses exist, but also celebrate the successes that they're able to achieve.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.